to rumble in the streets, but at least we can admit Nazis, or should be able to say together, Nazis
bad.
Are
bad. Yes, we can
Sieg
do that.
Heil, bad. Bad. Shouldn't do that. Oh, but sometimes, you know, even those simple points are a little hard to grasp. We got a couple callers on the line. You folks stay right there. I want to get into this. Then we're going to go back to the phones. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. My name is Maggie Dawn. I've got Dom Salvia, who's got the Find program that's coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Let's talk about this weird freaking veiled threat email. Apparently Elon Musk sent an email to, I don't know, it looks like everybody in the federal government on Saturday that said, tell me what you did this past week and got anything done or you're fired. And I'm not exaggerating here, that it ricocheted across federal government. Socials lit up about it. And what I think is interesting, some Trump-appointed agency heads, so these are Trump's handpicked people, then sent out their own email to their actual people and said, please ignore that claptrap. That's not a thing. This included the FBI, the Department of Defense, Department of State, Department of Energy, Department of Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security. They all told their employees not to respond. It even reached some sitting federal judges who are lifetime appointees under Article 3. So, yeah, I don't know, Margaret. I don't trust the guy that sends out the blast emails to people whom he has no authority over, telling people to tell me what you did last week or else.
I saw that horror movie. It's called I Know What You Did Last Summer. I mean, let's think about this for just a minute. The guy doesn't have any authority technically over these folks, as far as I'm concerned, right? And what is more inefficient? What is more inefficient than having millions of employees read this email and being told, start being told different things from different supervisors? Did you get the memo? Did you get the TPS report? Did you get the memo? It's like the office. It is absolutely
ridiculous.
It is not efficient in whatsoever. When people are bouncing around and the whole everything blows up, well, what's getting done then?
Yeah. Cal, we got a bunch of people on the phones. If you could let them know if we got them screened. I'm going to go to Cam from Appleton briefly. Cam, we got a lot of folks trying to get in on this.
No problem. I just am wanting to make it a little bit clear for people that have any doubts that Elon is perhaps waving weirdly or doing a Sieg Heil. I think news stations and sites didn't report on this because it's a little complicated for people that don't typically use it. But the short version is that on 4chan, he was pretending to be his alt profile, Adrian Dittman, a month or so ago. And 4chan's population is largely alt-right.
Yes.
You can use his post ID to search all of the previous things that he's posted on there for years. And all the stuff that shows up, the dude's a Nazi.
Yes. I mean, your alter ego on 4chan, the Nazi alt-right, cesspool, is spewing Nazi sayings and thinkings, and you make jokes about Nazis and the Holocaust. Like, you might be a Nazi, Elon. I'm looking at you. Ron from Milwaukee, you're up next.
Hi. A distinction that a lot of people don't talk about or say anything about is that Trump and his cronies and Elon are going after federal civil servants. And I don't know how many people know what a civil servant is. They're not appointed by the president. They're not appointed by anybody. They're hired on merit. They have to go through tests and everything else and compete with other people for the job. And they're supposed to be non-political. So the first question out of the mouth of the White House is, who did you vote for? And that leads to the second question is, your vote is supposed to be secret and sacred. You don't have to tell anybody, even your employer, who you voted for.
Amen, Ron. That's what they're trying to do. Litmus test. Who did you vote for? Who do you donate to? And if it's not our guy, you're gone. That's not how federal civil service works. It's not how civil service works anywhere. These are apolitical people who just want to come and do their job. They have a given area of expertise. That's what it's about. That's who they're going after. Because, you know, apolitical experts will on occasion tell you the truth, repeat some facts. Maybe that's not convenient for you. Darby from Madison, you're up next.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My greatest worry is watching them literally gut the government so that when it's time for a new government, everyone will be on board about Trump staying. Everyone. He'll have no one to push back. And this is the lesson that he learned the first time, that if you want control, you have to get rid of everybody with a conscience.
Darby, 100%. Dom, your reactions. We're going to try to squeeze at least one more in here, too.
Yes, it's the playbook. It's an old playbook, and it's coming back around again. Great points.
Alec from Milwaukee, you're up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, my friend? Alec. Oh, we lost him. Sometimes that happens. Last but surely not least, Mark from Prairie Sac. Make it brief, friend.
Yeah, there's a way of making it to a heartfelt gesture, and Musk hasn't done it, and Bannon didn't do it either. I mean, you have your hand open and face, the hand is facing the people, and it's below your shoulder, so that's, if you're reaching out.
Yeah, a couple tips.
We all know what it's like. I mean, if there's any way to just flashing like that, they do it for a Nazi salute so they can bait us and they can wink at one another. Yeah, we're all little Nazis and we're going to do it like this. And that FAQ give us doing a Zig Heil. So, well, we didn't mean it to be a Zig Heil. It was just a open-hearted gesture of friendship.
Right.
Garbage. Yeah, you did. Uh-huh. It's a Zig Heil, that quacking thing with the feathers and the webbed feet. Yeah, it's a freaking duck, gosh darn it. Thanks so much to my friend Dom Salvia, who joins me every Monday at 3:30. Keep it locked. I'll stand up for you. Remember, always, it's better when we stand together. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.